He glanced down at a small stone angel near his feet and began to walk round the gravestones. Some were so faded that he could barely see the shapes of the letters. Each grave had a character of its own. Some were well tended with a little vase of flowers on top, as if they were perched upon a tablecloth. Some were covered with a large stone slab with neat, well-cut grass surrounding them, while others had weeds growing higgledy-piggledy over them. The ones Willie liked best were the gentle mounds covered in grass, with the odd surviving summer flower peeping through the coloured leaves. As he walked around, he noticed that some of the old ones were tiny. Children's graves, probably. He was sitting on one Elizabeth Thatcher when he heard voices. A young man and a woman were passing by. They were talking and laughing. They stopped and the young woman leaned over the wall. Her long, fair hair hung in a single plait, scraped back from a round, pink-cheeked face. Pretty, he thought.
You're from London, ain't you?
She said. He stood up and removed his hands from his pockets.
Yes, miss. You're a regular wild bunch, so I've heard.
And she smiled. The young man was in uniform. He stood with his arm around her shoulder.
How old are you, then?
She asked.
8, miss.
Polite little lad, ain't you?
What's your name?
William Beach, miss.